Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. D. Subba Rao, former governor of the Reserve Bank of India, has advised Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to use the pandemic as an opportunity to execute fiscal reforms and not just waste this crisis. Subba Rao highlighted potential challenges for the Indian economy, saying that the hurdles faced by Sitharaman are unique, something that her predecessors had not encountered during their tenure. Air India has some good news in store for senior citizens this new year. The national carrier is offering a 50% discount on the base airfare for its domestic flights to senior citizens. Flyers above the age of 60 will get to avail this discount offered by the state-run airline. Beijing will welcome an international team of COVID-19 investigators due to travel to China in January, said the World Health Organization, which is leading the mission. China has strongly opposed calls for an international inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, saying such calls are anti-China, but has been open to a WHO-led investigation. Facebook Inc. and Alphabet's Google allegedly colluded to manipulate auctions for online advertising through a series of deals to fortify their market power illegally. According to an antitrust lawsuit filed by Texas and 9 other states against Google on Wednesday, the two players did this to have a stranglehold over the money-making digital advertising market. The litigation case alleged Google played a central role in buying and selling of display ads across the web. Preparations are underway in Delhi to train healthcare workers who will administer vaccine shots to people once it is available. The massive training drive for 3,500 healthcare workers has begun as India starts making logistical preparations for the inoculation drive. Maulana Azad Medical College has selected 3 doctors as vaccinating officers who will train more vaccinating officers who then would pass it on to district-level healthcare workers. Tata Motors yesterday said that it will buy the 49% stake held by its Brazilian partner Marco Polo in their bus-making joint venture, Tata Marco Polo Motors Limited, for ₹100 crore in an all-cash deal. Post the acquisition, TMML will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Tata Motors, the auto major said. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye.